Imagine standing before a crowd that holds your fate in their hands. Your words alone must sway them. This was reality for citizens in ancient Athens, where democracy demanded persuasive speech. Into this world stepped Aristotle, not just to catalog rhetorical tricks, but to transform persuasion into a systematic discipline. What makes his 2,300-year-old text revolutionary? While others taught manipulation regardless of truth, Aristotle insisted rhetoric must be grounded in solid reasoning and ethical character. He created the first comprehensive framework for understanding how persuasion actually works, a framework still taught in law schools, business programs, and communication departments worldwide. When Barack Obama crafted his speeches or Steve Jobs unveiled Apple products, they drew from principles Aristotle established. His insights weren't just brilliant for their time, they revealed something fundamental about human nature and how we make decisions that remains unchanged across millennia. Aristotle identified three essential elements of effective persuasion. Ethos refers to the speaker's credibility and character. We assess their knowledge, trustworthiness, and concern for our welfare before accepting their message. A speaker must demonstrate practical intelligence, phronesis, virtue, and goodwill, eunoia. Pathos encompasses the emotional dimension of persuasion. Emotions aren't irrational distractions, but vital components of judgment that shape our perceptions. Skilled speakers present reasons that naturally evoke appropriate feelings. Logos represents the logical argument itself. Aristotle introduced the enthymeme, a form of practical reasoning using probabilities and common beliefs, often with unstated premises. For example, when a politician argues, "This policy will increase unemployment, therefore we should reject it," the unstated premise is that policies increasing unemployment are bad. The framework's strength lies in recognizing that human decision-making integrates all three elements. Modern research confirms that persuasion fails when any element is missing. Logical arguments need credibility, credible speakers need emotional connection, and emotional appeals without substance quickly lose impact. Different speaking situations require different approaches. Aristotle's three rhetorical genres still define persuasive communication today. Deliberative rhetoric addresses future decisions about actions to take. Used in political debates, board meetings, and strategy sessions, it weighs advantages against disadvantages with community benefit in mind. Like climate activists arguing for carbon taxes or executives pitching growth strategies. Judicial rhetoric examines past actions to determine justice or injustice. Beyond courtrooms, it applies whenever we judge responsibility. The speaker establishes what happened and interprets it according to shared standards, focusing on evidence and motive. Epidictic rhetoric involves praise and blame in speeches like graduations, eulogies, and award presentations. Its deeper purpose is strengthening communal values by celebrating exemplary actions and condemning violations. Each genre employs different techniques. Deliberative speakers use historical examples and consequences. Judicial speakers examine evidence and motives. Epidictic speakers amplify qualities through vivid examples. This framework recognizes that different rhetorical situations demand different approaches. Aristotle's approach includes psychological analysis of different audience types, recognizing that persuasion must be tailored to specific listeners. Young people are driven by desires and passions. They're optimistic, idealistic, and crave honor over wealth. Having experienced little disappointment, they believe anything is possible. When addressing youth, appeal to their idealism and desire for distinction. Elderly people show opposite traits. They qualify statements with perhaps and maybe, are cynical, suspicious, and prioritize practical benefits over noble ideals. Their anger lacks intensity, and they dwell more in memory than hope. When persuading older audiences, emphasize security and practical value. People in their prime balance these extremes. Neither overconfident nor fearful, they judge by truth rather than blind trust or mistrust, pursuing both noble ideals and practical benefits. Aristotle also examines how social circumstances affect receptivity. Wealth produces arrogance, especially in the newly rich. Power affects character similarly, but more positively. Powerful people are more eager for distinction and action-oriented than the merely wealthy. These insights remain relevant today. Modern marketers segment audiences for the same reasons, crafting distinct messages for young idealists versus security-minded retirees, while adjusting presentations based on whether they're addressing visionary founders or risk-averse investors. While substance matters most, Aristotle acknowledges that delivery significantly impacts persuasion. Even brilliant arguments fail without proper presentation, like masterpieces viewed in darkness. Good rhetorical style should be clear, appropriate, and natural. Aristotle warned against both excessive plainness and poetic extravagance, advocating for language that communicates effectively while maintaining gravity for serious topics. Metaphor is rhetoric's most valuable stylistic device. Unlike technical terms, metaphors create understanding through familiar concepts. When Martin Luther King Jr. described freedom as a promissory note America had defaulted on, he made abstract principles concrete and emotionally resonant. For sentence structure, Aristotle recommends periodic sentences with clear beginnings and endings. Antithesis, juxtaposing contraries, enhances memorability. As in Kennedy's, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. In arrangement, Aristotle favors functional organization. Speeches need only statement and proof. Though introductions establish goodwill, statements present facts, proofs demonstrate arguments, and conclusions recapitulate key points while stirring appropriate emotions. Unlike sophists who viewed rhetoric as morally neutral, Aristotle embeds persuasion within ethics and human flourishing. Effective rhetoric serves truth and justice rather than manipulation. Aristotle distinguishes between specific written laws and universal natural justice that transcends local conventions. He references Sophocles' Antigone, who justified burying her brother against the king's decree by appealing to natural justice that lives for all time, acknowledging both positive law's importance and deeper moral principles. He explores equity as justice beyond written law. Legislators intentionally leave flexibility when precise definitions prove impossible, allowing justice when rigid application of rules would produce unjust outcomes. Aristotle's epideictic rhetoric emphasizes virtue as essential for community well-being. By praising courage, wisdom, justice, and moderation, speakers reinforce values necessary for civic flourishing. For speakers themselves, Aristotle insists they must possess practical wisdom, virtue, and goodwill, not merely appear to have these qualities. While apparent character persuades, true virtue provides the most reliable foundation for effective rhetoric. Aristotle's rhetoric transcends time, offering insights that illuminate persuasive communication across cultures and eras. The three modes of persuasion remain durable. Modern advertising employs ethos through celebrity endorsements, pathos by triggering emotional responses, and logos when presenting product specifications. Political campaigns similarly craft candidates' character images, appeal to voters' emotions, and present simplified policy arguments. Aristotle's stylistic recommendations maintain their relevance. Clarity, appropriateness, and concealed artifice apply to modern communication. Cognitive research confirms his praise of metaphor as a thought-structuring device, while his warnings against excessive ornamentation remain pertinent in our age of corporate jargon. In our media-saturated environment, Aristotle's rhetoric offers both practical tools and ethical guidance, helping us construct effective arguments while maintaining truth, analyze others' persuasive strategies, and remember that effective persuasion serves the common good. While communication technology evolves, the fundamentals of human persuasion remain remarkably constant. Principles established millennia ago, yet still profoundly relevant today.